So I'm Amélie Robert, I'm geographer, and I will talk about the beaver and poplar, and especially some disservices highlighted by the poplar owner around these protected species. So Clémence already talked about the concept of ecosystem services, so I just say that in fact it's a concept was to highlight the benefits people obtain from ecosystem. But when we talk about ecosystem services, what we maybe forget sometimes is the disadvantage of the nature. And when we talk about the disadvantage of nature, we talk about the disservices. So there are less studies. These disservices are especially highlight for poplar ecosystem. In fact, it's particular ecosystem. Some say that it's not forest, some others say that it's forest, so it's a question. But so it's some plantation formed by fast-growing species, and we can say that it's economic forest, but with some trees in line that you can see here. But what I will talk about, it's not the disservices linked to this particular ecosystem. It's more about the damage that affects this kind of ecosystem. So poplar plantations are also affected by some damage, and it's one of the reasons why the area of poplar plantation are now decreased in France. So there is some damage due to a storm, due to some disease. But there is also some other damage due to the wildlife. And so with this example, like the example we already hear this morning and this afternoon, we can see that the animals can become a source of disservices, a source of disadvantage. And this is particularly the case for poplar plantation. So the damage caused by wildlife to the forests are general. It's not only the poplar plantation, but and the main scourge are in this case it's ungulates. But and the effect, as we already talked about, it's the problem of regeneration, which it can be compromised by the ungulates grossing, especially. And it's a really great concern for the forest owner, because for them it's a loss of investment, especially when the forest is planted. So here there is an example taken from a newspaper which highlights the damage due to deers to poplar plantation. But what I will talk about is more especially about another kind of damage caused by the beaver. So here my presentation is the result of some research I conducted in the framework of a project focused on poplar plantation. So it's an action research project which is supervised by the Regional Center for Forest Owner. So this project is entitled Poplar for the Future, and it's funded by the French Ministry of Agriculture. And it's concerned two regions, so this region here, the Centre Val de Loire region, and also the region of Pays la Loire. So this presentation will be based on results from interviews of poplar owners and managers, and also from the analysis of reports and also in situ observations. And so it's more particularly about the effect of the animals on the wildlife. So there is different animals who affect poplar plantation, but beaver is particular because it's a protected species. It's a species which was reintroduced a few years ago, and we can question the effect of this reintroduction, if it's a good opportunity, if it has only a good effect, or if maybe we can question if this reintroduction is maybe a source also of disservices. And in fact, we will see that it's a source of disservices for the poplar owner. So first I will talk about this protected species, then I will talk about the damage caused to poplar plantation, and we will see that it's really a great concern for the poplar owners, And in the third part, I will talk about the mean the poplar owner have to limit the damage from made by the beavers. So so the beaver are a protected species. It's a vegetarian rodent. It's a bigger one in Europe. And this this species eat leaves, seedlings, and barks. And he have a preference for Salicaceae, so the species like poplar. So that explains why there is a particular effect on poplar plantation. The particularity of this species is to raise some dams with two purposes. The first one is to elevate the water level to have a bigger territory to eat, and it's also to submerge the entrance of its shelter, so to protect the shelter. So it's a threatened species. It's, in the past, it was present in all parts of France, but at the end of the 19th century, it's almost disappeared. It only remained on the part on, near the Rhone River in the lower, so here in this area, because it was a species which was hunted for its fur, and also it was hunted because it was cause of damage to crops, and so consequently it almost disappeared at the end of the 19th century. But right after, there was some measure to try to protect it, so especially in the south of France. And it's only 60 years later, in 1968, that the species were protected at the national scale. Then to help this the reconquest of this species to some area, there is some also reintroductions, and it was the case in the Loire Valley. There is some reintroduction near Blois in 1960s, and so consequently the beaver can reconquest some parts of the Loire Valley, and you can see on this map that now it's almost present in all parts of the Loire Valley. You can see also here in red, it's the area where the beaver are now present. But the problem is that it caused some damage to poplar plantation, and it's really a great concern for the owners. So in fact, nowadays it's a source of conflicts due to the damage it caused. So, and especially the damage are concern the poplar plantation, because as I told you, it's a feed that beaver appreciate. So poplar is feed that beaver appreciate. And the second fact is that the poplar are plant near in the valley, so in the area where live the beaver. So in fact, consequently, the poplar plantations are most affected by this protected species. And it's a great concern for the poplar plantation, especially in the area which are reconquered by this protected species. It's not the only, as I told you, it's not the only species affecting this plantation. There is also damage due to ungulates, due to rabbits. But for the beaver, it's particular because it's a concentrated effect. And as you can see here, a large area can be, on a concentrated area, the beaver can cut all the tree. And it's particularly the fact when near the river, for the 30 meters from the river. What is also particular is that the poplar owner feel particularly powerless, because it's a protected species, and so they cannot hunt it, they cannot kill it. So it's for them it's really a problem, because they feel really powerless. Sorry. And finally, it's also a great growing concern, because the beaver are more and more numerous, and consequently there is more and more damage due to the beavers. And so the poplar owner cannot, they don't know what to do. So here there's some example of damage due to beavers that the owner attributes to beavers. So you can see the trunk are grave, but they are almost cut. it almost concerns young poplar. So sometimes the poplar can grow again, but in fact, when you see that, the wood cannot be sold to the industry. So the normal process, they use a trunk and they peel it in the factory. But when you have this kind of tree, you cannot sell it to the factory. So the only way is to leave it on the plots. Or the second way is to sell it for wood energy, but you cannot sell it at the same price than for peeling. So it's a great concern for the poplar owners with a lot of cost for them. As you can see here, it's an abstract, it's an article from a newspaper which highlight the fact that the return of beaver is expensive for foresters. So there is a great economic consequence for them. So how the poplar owner can limit the damage? Finally, they don't have so much mean of action because, as I told you, it's a protected species, so they cannot kill the beavers. And so the recommendation from the forest manager and association in favor of the preservation of nature is to use some sleeves that they are made with a geotextile or wire grid, so something like that. But it's not only to prevent damage from beavers, also to prevent damage from all kind of animals. But it's this kind of made with geotextile is maybe not enough, and what is recommended is to make them with a stronger material, so something like that. And you can see that maybe some poplar are really want to protect their poplar plantation, so they also use a fence around the plot to really protect their poplar plantation. But the problem is that these sleeves cannot protect really the poplar because they use it only for 1 meter, but with the water level increase, and so the beaver can damage higher than 1 meter, so it's not really a good solution. So what is also recommended is to maintain or create a buffer of spontaneous vegetation, like that the beaver go in this spontaneous vegetation and maybe make less damage to the poplar plantation. But in fact, for the poplar owner, they almost have only small plots. Sorry. So for them, it's a loss of economic loss if they keep a part of their area to the spontaneous vegetation. They prefer plant it than leave the spontaneous vegetation. So it's for them, it's not a good solution. And so they feel really powerless about that. So in conclusion, we can see that beaver is a source of damage to poplar plantation. It's conduct to great to economic loss, and so it's a great concern for the poplar owner. And this conducts sometimes to the poplar owners to stop their practice, so they stop to plant poplar. It's not the only reason, but it's one more reason which explains the fact that the poplar owners stop to plant. It's a current problem because the area of poplar in France now is decreased, and this conduct to a shortage of poplar wood. So there is also other facts like the storms, the disease due to fungus or insect pests. There is also some damage due to other animals, but beavers is one more reason and which conduct to the fact that the poplar owners stop to plant. The particularity of beaver is that there is a growing damage. The poplar owners feel really powerless, and because it's a threatened, it's a protected species. It was a threatened species, now protected, but which threatens now the plantation, and so cannot be end. So we can see that this, when we decide to protect a species, it's not without consequences for the other elements of the ecosystem. We see that the human decision can have good or bad fallouts for the nature. And when we favor, when we want to favor nature, there is also a possibility to have also these services, not only ecosystem services when we want to protect the nature. So we have to take into account these disservices also created by the nature, that is often forgotten in the literature. So thank you for your attention.